welcome to another episode of our podcast series, Accounting Today Unaudited. This is Mike Cohn, Editor-in-Chief of WebCPA. I'm here with Bob O'Hara, a CPA who runs O'Hara & Company, a financial firm that specializes in guiding businesses through their exit planning processes. He also runs an educational website for business owners called exitplanning-edu.com. Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.
Could you tell me about what kind of advice CPAs should be giving clients who are considering what to do with their businesses when they're thinking of retiring or selling their businesses?
Sure. I think the first thing I always have to emphasize is that when a business owner starts talking about or thinking about when they're going to leave their company, they should begin this discussion more distant than they think they need to. I always recommend it's about a 5 to 7 year time frame that it takes for an owner to successfully begin planning and then leaving their business and being independent of their company. So for CPAs, I would recommend that they start having this discussion with their clients sooner than they would anticipate. And almost it should be part of an annual discussion of what are they planning on doing with their business long term and what's the vision they have for their business long term.
Oh, and what kinds of businesses are outsourcing this kind of exit planning preparation to firms like yours and to other CPAs? Or does it just come up during the course of discussions with these businesses, the just clients of yours, and you bring up these types of issues?
We see it across all industries. I mean, this is a topic that is going right along with the baby boomers. The vast majority of business owners in this country in closely held companies are baby boomers. And so all of the discussions that you see out there related to the baby boomer retirement issues also deal with the business ownership issues. And so this goes across industries. And now basically any industry that you look at, you're going to see the predominant ownership interest being owned by the baby boomer generation.
Hmm. Oh, and how does the process work doing this kind of exit planning, strategizing, and projecting how the business is going to go over the course of those last few years?
Sure. Well, I recommend that you actually follow a logical process that you can take the owner through to make them clearly understand that this is not something that is done haphazardly. There literally is a systematized process that you can use and address in this thought process related to exit planning. And what we really talk about first and foremost is making sure that the owner's objectives are very clear and what that owner's trying to accomplish. So if you own a business, no matter what type of business it is, you have to basically be able to answer three fundamental questions. And that's really how much longer do you want to remain in the business, what you're going to need in annual after-tax dollars when you no longer own the company, and whom would you like to transfer or sell this business to? Regardless of whatever business you have, those three questions have to be answered to at least begin your planning process. The next thing we always recommend owners to do sooner rather than later is get an honest assessment of what the value is in their business. We recommend that someone independently come in and give the owner an estimate of what that value is today and why it is that. You're going to see a lot of business owners out there who've never had their companies valued for any purpose. And so they may have in their own minds what the company's worth, but in reality and what the marketplace may dictate is significantly different than that. And then you get into the issue of how do you fill that gap if that's the case. And for the vast majority of owners, that will be the case, which is the reason why you need time. Because now the owner has to actually go out and work on things that are going to build the business value. And that's kind of the third area that we talk about with business owners is making sure you have systems and processes in place to basically, you know, promote your business value and preserve and protect that business value. So we want to have the owner focused on what they can do on a daily basis to build their business value and making sure that they're making decisions that will do that and not adversely impact that value. And at the same time, you want to make sure, from the CPA perspective, that you have the most tax-efficient structure that this business is operating within. So you want to look at what their tax strategies are and how they've been structured from a tax standpoint to know that they can realize the best value from this business on a tax basis. Mm. And then finally in that area, we talk about protecting the value, and that's the legal side of the issue. And that really comes down to, does the owner have their affairs set up with the best legal protection possible around their business and personal assets? So that this value is protected. And so that's kind of where you start and where you think about when you begin this process.
Oh, and do you have to assemble a team to help with that kind of transition, like legal advisors, tax advisors?
Yes, absolutely. I think the one thing we emphasize to everyone that talks about this subject is that there is no single individual or business that can do all of this themselves. You need to bring to bear a team of advisors that will work together with the owner on this specific subject. And in no particular order, you know, you're going to have the CPA who's been working with this client for years involved in the process. If that CPA does not do business valuation work, then you're going to need to have someone there that can advise on business value based on what we just discussed. You're going to need a business and estate planning attorney involved based on what we were just discussing there, and also a financial planner, a personal financial planner to assist with the owner as well to understand the impact of all of the strategy on their personal financial affairs. Now, that's just the basics. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a third party, we tell business owners you want to develop relationships with investment bankers and business brokers and understand what's going to be involved if you're thinking about pursuing that avenue. So beyond that, the bankers are play a role because some of this may require some type of financing to take place. So it really depends on each of the owner's specific situation and goals and objectives. Will determine who you bring to bear on this process, but it has to be a team. Because I think you can see here, Mike, from what we're talking about, is there is so many different skill sets that have to be brought to bear on this.
Oh, and do you deal more with business owners who are retiring or just want to sell their businesses or have run into financial difficulties?
We see, from my perspective, I'm really working with these owners who are now in their late 50s, early 60s, who have realized they've built something. The vast majority of our clients are first generation. And they got into a business, they had an idea, and they've developed it, and now it's become a significant entity. I mean, you have, 60, 70 people going to work at this company, and this owner's like, now I've built this, what do I do with it? And, and I've always said there's plenty of books on how you start a business and how you run a business, but there's very little resources out there about actually how you leave a business.
Oh, and how has the economy affected the exit planning process, or are you finding that more business owners are having a tougher time selling their businesses or being forced into a position where they have to sell or trying to make some settlement with creditors?
Well, what we're seeing, there's two sides, right? There is how the economy has adversely impacted a lot of companies that – just we're facing very difficult circumstances here. But I think what you're seeing on the other side, what we're seeing on the exit planning side, is it may have delayed the time that the owner thought they would have to be able to exit their company because the value has been diminished or been impacted because of what's happened. But we're also seeing a lot of owners out there now who are really taking this time to build and improve their operations and their systems, become as efficient as possible. And what you'll see is, as a result of this, as the economy starts to rebound, you're going to see some very efficient companies out there operating very successfully. And so that period of time now when the economy comes back and there are opportunities out there to do something with that ownership interest, there are going to be some very efficiently run companies out there.
And do you also do any kind of succession planning work for when a business owner wants to pass along their business to their children or a partner or a key employee?
Exactly. What we've talked about here so far is the voluntary exit. There is also the other side of exit planning, which is the involuntary exit. And talking about the children and everything else, and I just want to emphasize this as well, is that you also want to make sure in this process that if something was to happen to the owner during it, that the business could succeed without that owner, and that the owners, that ownership interest will go to whom they've chosen, and the heirs they expect, and that things will take place the way they expect it. So in succession planning, when you hear that word, a lot of times it becomes what happens if the owner dies or becomes permanently disabled or something sudden happens to it. And it's not just the legal agreements that need to be in place or insurance that may have been purchased. It also comes down to, can this business succeed without the business owner? And to that extent, it's what does the owner have to put in place for that to take place?
And what kind of advice do you have for other accountants who want to build these kinds of niches in their own firms?
Sure. I would tell them it really comes down to identifying the specific goals and objectives that you have for your practice. I mean, this is a specific type of business planning practice. And so if you foresee that you have an enjoyment in doing this type of strategic business planning and planning with the business owners like this, you can get into the area. I think the thing to emphasize and what you have to always talk to CPAs about, too, is keep in mind this is a team process. You have to build teams to be successful in this area and, bring these different skill sets to bear. So it's important to gather people together and encourage people to work as teams and then also be focused on this type of long-term strategic planning.
That sounds like great advice. I've been talking with Bob O'Hara of O'Hara & Company. Thanks a lot for joining us today, Bob. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Michael. Thank you.